Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
All right, today we have a really cool, fresh, fancy new band called Lando. How you doing, guys?
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you for having us.
For sure.
Yeah.
So what are you guys all playing in here for listeners that can't see what's going on in the studio?
I'm Orlando. I write most of the music and I play guitar.
He plays guitar. Mm-hmm. I'm Lucas. I am singing and I'm also playing guitar. However, this guitar does not have power.
He's Lucas. He sings and plays guitar. And I'm Ryan. And I play bass.
He plays bass.
Yeah, and shout out to our drummer, Corey. Couldn't make it. On the job.
He's a plumber.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Doing his things.
Plumber drummer doing his thing. Well, thank you guys for being here. I'm really excited. So yeah, to get into your first song. What do you guys have prepared for us today?
Well,
we're playing Notice first. I wrote this about a year ago now.
First release on Spotify, actually.
Yeah.
Lando on Spotify.
Yeah.
You'll find it.
Very cool.
That's right. Hope you enjoy.
So do I.
I'll enjoy it.
I will too.
Yeah, are we good?
We sure are. Make a sound. Since love is blind, just close your eyes and listen for now. I want you to notice when I'm not around, when I'm at my lowest and I've hit the ground. I want you to stay. Focus your pain. I should have spoken now to remain the same and see you're the last one for me. I'll help you through your darkest days. Just let me heal your broken heart and see. There's no place I'd rather be than tucked up inside your bed. Need to rest my sleepy head. I want you to notice when I'm not around, when I'm at my lowest and I've hit the ground. I want you to stay. Focus your pain. I should have spoken, now it remains the same. Why won't you let me go? I'd rather die than know. You're not the one for me. You opened up my eyes and brought me to another life. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh
thank
my
you.
Goodness.
That was Notice.
That was so cool, guys.
Thank you.
So you haven't been a band for that long, eh?
Not too long, no.
Nah. So how long have you guys been together?
About 4 or 5 months now.
Yeah, 4 or 5 months.
Oh, yeah.
We've all kind of been mates and jamming for...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but from school.
Oh, cool. So when did you guys meet? Like, when you were real young?
Well, oh, man. Well, I was playing basketball against this guy for a while when we were younger. Never really talked to him.
No.
Wasn't till we actually ended up
being in some bands and stuff together throughout school that we actually started chatting. And me and this guy have been in a band together since intermediate.
Yeah, we've been mates for ages.
Yeah.
Oh,
5 or 6 years now, yeah.
Yep.
So who writes the songs mainly? You said it
was...
Yeah, so yeah. I mainly just wrote a couple songs and then I got them to record it with me.
Yeah.
So I just record at home.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, why don't we start
writing?
Writing and performing together.
Yeah.
So now it's all writing.
We're cooking some stuff up.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So how do you kind of get your ideas? Do you like come up with lyrics first or like melodies?
I usually start with guitar and then I'll get a melody through there and then just write the first words I kind of come up with.
And then I edit the lyrics.
Yeah. And then Lucas tells me they're all bad and then
No, don't be silly.
Very cool. Well, are they normally about like real life things or literally just off the top of your head?
Sometimes they're like experiences or something.
Mm-hmm.
Other times they don't really mean much.
And then you just turn it into something.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what Notice is about?
Yeah.
It's up to your imagination.
Exactly. It's up for interpretation. Listener. Can be whatever you want it to be.
What are some of your favorite lyrics for Notice that you wrote?
Ooh.
What do you reckon?
There's some good ones.
Favorite ones. I don't know. I kind of like the second verse that goes in C, the last one for me, and the contrast with the outro in C, you're not the one for me.
Songwriting genius.
Yeah.
Very
cool. I like the whispers in the real recording.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
How did you guys get into music? Were you guys always just playing individually?
Yeah, I started playing guitar in like intermediate. Primary intermediate.
Yeah.
And then me and Ryan started playing the jazz band at school.
Yeah. I've been singing for a while. I was originally a singer of a band and a decided that it was really awkward not doing anything with my hands, so I thought I'd start playing guitar.
I gave him a guitar and he seems to be doing fine on that.
I ended up loving it.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to get into your guys' second song.
Yeah. So are we.
Yeah, we're playing Normal. So we just released that on Spotify about a week ago.
Fresh release.
Very cool.
Yeah. Fresh new band.
Fancy fresh. All right, I'm ready.
You ready?
Looking extra great. At least I won't need my umbrella today. Haven't left the house since Tuesday. You're
Thank you.
Oh yeah. So that was so catchy. The chorus. I really liked it.
Thank you.
I need my brother today.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that one about? Just a rainy day?
I got that during lockdown.
So oh yeah.
So I think it's kind of
the struggles of being
struggles of lockdown.
Of being within yourself, of course.
For sure. Do you say lockdown was helpful for your creative processes, or was it like a hindrance? What do you reckon?
How did you feel like?
It meant I could just play guitar during school. It was kind of a one.
It obviously stopped like the aspect of playing together, you know, with each other. Well, that was a bit difficult.
I was
sending him like recordings and
I reckon, you know, for myself, it was actually really good because, you know, your brain finds ways to entertain yourself when you're locked in. I think I found, you know, my brain wouldn't let me be locked in twice. You know, it's kind of like, I'm in my room, so I'm going to let it all out.
That's really cool.
Explore the possibilities.
Explore the possibilities.
You've got a strong brain, strong imagination. My brain was like, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I'm just going to lay here. But, like, it kind of reminds me a little bit. I've been listening to a lot of, like, Midwest emo bands. What would you say, like, your inspirations, like, artist-wise are, or, like, music-wise?
Me and Lucas both share King Cruel.
King Cruel.
Oh, heck yeah.
Mac DeMarco, maybe?
Yep.
Oh, Mac DeMarco a little bit, yeah.
We all have our personal ones. Yeah, I'm very Jerk Kirby as well.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, he loves Jaco Pastorius.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a kind of jazz guy, so I'm real into those bass guys. Yeah,
he loves jazz.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
And like, so have you done a lot of live shows? Are you trying to plan more live shows in the future, hopefully?
Yeah, I think we're looking to gig now because we've just recorded some things. Yeah. So.
So you've started releasing some stuff on Spotify and everything?
Yeah.
So how much stuff do you have?
We've got like 3 songs up there now.
Currently it's 3 singles.
I've written an EP worth, but I'm trying to
we're
just recording it.
We're in the works with that right now.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. So were those the songs that we're hearing now, or are they different ones?
Two of those.
So we've put Notice and Normal out.
Oh, heck
and
yeah.
Then,
got them out singles.
Play you a song that
this
I guess
next
no
one,
one's heard yet.
It's actually unreleased. Yeah. It's probably going to be on our next project, but you know, we thought we might as well give it a go.
Very cool. Well, that was actually a perfect segue. I reckon let's get into it, guys.
Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Exciting stuff.
Do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, all right. So this one is called Deprivation. I wrote this one a while ago and didn't really know what to do with it. Decided I'd bring it to Orlando, and I think we've got something kind of cool down, so give it a go.
Okay.
Deprivation, I crave you again, my lover, my friend. I can taste you for all of your sins. The smoke in your lungs, the burns on your tongue, from a little lick of life we have left. When I see your face again, feel your sapphire skin, I'll take your hand in mine and lead you through my mind. You lie between your teeth, say you're not bad for me. Yet there you seem to sit with a bottle cap and cigarette. When I see your face again and feel your sapphire skin, I'll take your hand in mine. A burnt out cigarette on the lungs of a suffragette. These days it doesn't seem to rise for
To hear this with a drummer.
Yeah. Oh man.
The vibes would be so good. Oh my gosh. So, yeah, you guys plug all of your social medias and everything. Yeah.
So go follow Lando with a dot on Spotify.
Yeah.
Lando, I think Band is
Lando,
that Instagram?
Lando Band.
I believe I found
Instagram.
It was Lando Band.
There you go.
Yeah.
And also what is it? Lando.music on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
We make some really cool ones, just promoting our songs.
Little playful skits.
Little playful skits.
That's
a little bit of
epic.
Fun. Oh, it's so much fun. And then, all platforms actually. Music's out on all platforms. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, SoundCloud, Apple, whatever you use.
Cool. And stuff in the works?
Lots of stuff in the works.
Cool.
Yeah.
So follow them on Spotify and everything for some future releases.
Hey, thank you so much for having
us. Yeah,
so excited. Worries. Yeah. It's been great. So, yeah, this has been Lando on Fancy New Band. So, everybody check them out. It's been great having you guys.
Thanks so much.
That was a Fancy New Band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.